Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Mondays are Laura Kennard days. That's when she comes in to talk about all kinds of business events that are going on in the greater Des Moines metro this week and into next weekend. Laura Kennard, of course, is from Drake University, and DMAC teaches entrepreneurship and is the author of DMBizMixer.com, where you can go, and we will have links up on the website. Also, she is the person behind something called Curated Growth. Yay. You're here.
That's a mouthful.
So you can do a lot of stuff.
Well, so I put it into buckets. I teach and I mentor with businesses. I actually had a client meeting today that was really fun. I love meeting one-on-one with businesses about their
business
strategy.
Yeah,
and especially marketing. And so, but honestly, it's all kind of the same thing in different platforms.
Got it.
Right?
Sure. Okay.
It is. So I do, I think digital marketing and marketing in general is very related to startup businesses. It happens to be one of their biggest problems usually. And
Right. So
teaching that in that sort of venue, entrepreneurship and marketing, and then I also teach businesses, but in more one-on-one
Right. Settings.
So it's all kind of the same, but just under, different platforms. So anyway, and here we are.
I thought I was busy.
We are talking about networking.
What do we got? What's going on? What's happening in town?
What's happening this week? So we've got a few, of course, we just got through World Food Festival.
Yes, World Food Festival.
The weather was a little warm, but I'm not going to complain.
And rainy. It's going to be a little rainy, but that's all right.
It is okay.
Yep.
And so now on the other side of that, we have, there's a mentorship event, mentorship at the Botanical Center on Tuesday the 24th, so tomorrow. And
what are they doing?
I don't have a lot of context about it, except that it's supposed to help you be a better mentor and how to
be
more deliberate.
A better
it
mentor.
Is more about
to
mentoring.
Mentoring. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Right.
So
interesting.
It's like, to teach you that, 8 to 11:30 at the Botanical Center. And I apologize because I should have put a note about who is sponsoring that. So
it's all right.
Put it up there. But so if you want to be a mentor or you're interested in figuring out how to do better mentoring programs.
Sure.
We also have on Thursday, besides 1 Million Cups, which actually I just went to the 1 Million Cups thing last week.
Last
and we
weekend,
talked about that
Wednesday.
Because mm-hmm. Pitchley
is
was
rebranding themselves.
And then they didn't.
What?
So I told everybody.
See, that's...
I told everybody that they were rebranding themselves. And then, as it turns out, there was So 1 Million Cups is now so popular that they really plan things out way ahead of time.
Yeah.
So at the time when they signed up, they were planning to do this rebranding. And that's how it was kind of billed. And as time got closer, there ended up being some kind of legal trademark issues to get rebranded in the name they wanted.
Aha.
So they had to pull back on
that. Well,
see,
that was what was very confusing to me, because I was watching 1 Million Cups Des Moines on their Twitter stream.
And then they talked about Pitchley.
And they talked about Pitchley. And well, what the hell are they doing talking about Pitchley? Pitchley's toast. It's rebranded into
Unbase.
Unbase.
And Ryan, the founder, started out by saying, hey, that we were going to, and we still want to be focused on how our database is kind of an Unbase, kind of like unmarketing. It's just supposed to be like easier, more user friendly, more a lot of people hear database and they're like, I don't know how to,
So it's an Unbase.
It's an Unbase. Right. Exactly.
So Pitchley, the Unbase.
See,
all they have to do. See, that's why they need to talk to a marketing guy.
So
how do we do this?
Well, so don't rebrand. We'll just say Pitchley, the Unbase.
You're right.
Perfect.
Done.
I'll let them know.
Yeah. Would you call them up?
I will. I'll give them
I'll send them a bill.
So anyway, so he kind of talked about rolling out what was the catalyst for them wanting to make that change and how they've expanded what they're doing and what they're offering. And so it was really interesting. But just to clarify, they are still Pitchley.
The Unbase.
the end base.
Right. And so, what's this Wednesday?
So I don't know what this one is. I actually don't. So sometimes they post them, sometimes they don't. And they usually just post them right before. The thought process behind that is they want people showing up just for whoever and giving feedback instead of cherry picking. Oh, that one sounds good. That one doesn't. So that, like, say,
just show up.
Just show up.
I see. Okay.
And without a lot of pretext about what it's about. So anyway, I don't.
Those of us who have a really, really busy life go, I'm not going.
I have a class that interrupts it, so I can't go. I so anyway, I took my whole class, two Drake University classes to it last week, so that I could go.
So that you could see the rebranding.
Right. And I was like, let's all go.
So we can see what this.
And I explained to them how hard it is. So this was the lesson I taught them before, even before we went. I said, listen, when you have gained some traction with your name and you've actually gotten some awareness and visibility, people are starting to know you. That is such a hard task. So unless the benefit of changing your name and what it might do to help further expand your business outweighs how confused you're going to make people who already know you as this other name, then it's you really have to be sure that it's worth all that to have to start all over in a branding. And
it's really tough.
It is really tough.
And it's very, 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 it's at seven very, varies.
Expensive.
Very expensive. Exactly. Yeah. It is extremely expensive.
Right.
And so you have to redo all of this stuff. Yeah. And then you're, customers, your clients, whatever, they get confused.
Right.
And so you have to clue them in on an early level. And
so you don't want to do it unless you really feel like there's something to be gained by doing it. And so I told my class this, and I said, so this is a really big deal for them to want to change your name. And then they did it.
Didn't do it.
So anyway, so it was funny. But I brought my Drake entrepreneurship class and my profiles in entrepreneurship class. And we had a great time, and it allowed me to get to 1 million cups. So next semester, I don't have a class at that time, and I'll be able to go.
All right.
Anyway, there we go. And that's it. No, I'm kidding. So we will have coming up Raising Capital Seminar on Thursday.
Yes.
So that one is done by the Greater Des Moines Partnership. It is at 666 Grand Avenue. Please sign up for it right away because it's just in a couple of days. And it's really
By the partnership, but it's not at
the partnership. It's at Brown Winnick, which is at 666 Grand.
Ooh.
So don't get confused. Don't show up at the partnership. But if you reserve your ticket, I'm sure it'll have the correct address. And
just remember, it's the devil's sign.
Right. Brown Winnick, a lawyer at 66 Grand Avenue.
I'm not even going to go there.
So, but of course, they do a lot with startup, legal work with intellectual property and all those sorts of things. So it's great. And it's actually a great space that Brown and Winnick have. So good place for it. And that's $30 to attend. And it's really, it is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you're devoting your day. But honestly, I learned so much when I went to it because there's a lot involved in what you need to show financially to investors to get them convinced that they should invest in you. And that's really a very simplified way of saying that there's a lot more to it than you imagine. And the seminar does a great job. So then I think I mentioned that you can just pop right on over to East 3rd Street on the rooftop. At East 3rd, there is just an open party, Fuse DSM and the Empresario Group, which...
That's that evening, right?
Is that evening. It's at... it's just in the afternoon, so it's a free and open party there. And then we can go into next week, actually. So we will be, getting done with September.
Right.
But Iowa Technology Summit is on Monday, the 30th. So that will sort of round out September for us. That, of course, is a really huge thing. And so that same day, that'll be downtown Des Moines, Iowa Technology Summit by the Iowa Technology Association. They've got awards. They're talking about what's happening in technology. And of course, Des Moines has been on a few different lists, mentioned as one of the kind of up and coming technology hubs. And I just had this conversation with someone who was being a little, they're from another state.
They were very dismissive
of Des Moines. And they were like, oh, really? And I said, they said, oh, name some tech startups that are there. I said, well, first of all, stop yourself. We are a technology hub because we employ so many technology people, because we have insurance and banking and all these industries that are so heavily dependent on technology now, that actually it's not the startup tech as much as it is actual legacy companies that are really leaning hard on technology. Well,
the other thing that your friend from another state that was dismissive about Des Moines is the fact that every company, I don't care what it is, exactly, every company is a technology tech company.
And I make that case all the time, that even if you look at, I keep trying to remember how in the world businesses actually could get by without technology before we had books, paper, ledgers. Mm-hmm. So we're more and more leaning on, and people want instant access and transfer, and they expect you to be a technologist and to be embracing technology. So in fact, it is a lot like we are all technology companies. We just happen to use it in this
different
way.
Right. Well, one of the interesting things, Brian Solis had an article. I don't know. Do you know Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian's been here to Des Moines in the past.
Yeah, a couple times. And when will we get him back?
He would be wonderful to come back. He's such a thought leader.
Yes.
And he was talking about how many jobs are going to be
removed.
Gone.
So,
simply gone.
Statistically, by the year 2030, 85% of the jobs that will exist in 2030 haven't been invented yet.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's 12 years from now.
That's right. Yeah.
If you feel like you're going to be like irrelevant,
look at this. Look at what we're doing right now. Yeah. We are doing this podcast that is heard around the world.
Yep.
And individuals from around the world are hearing your voice and my voice. Now, to have done that 10 years ago would have been next to impossible for many people because they didn't know about it. 15 years ago, it didn't really exist. Mm-hmm. And I tell businesses that we consult with for the advertising agency that if you think about it, everybody, every single business has in the palm of their hand a technology company.
They do. A
media company. Mm-hmm. Their phone. It's amazing.
So later on that day, this is a bit of a personal plug, I guess. We've been talking a little bit about...
It's the River Center.
So
I was just thinking of this.
At 4 p.m. On September 30th, there'll be a public forum, presentations, and it is... there's seven total, including my company, Curated Growth. And we're joining with Catholic Charities and the Iowa International Center to present our vision for a welcome center for Des Moines, for foreign-born immigrant, refugee, and people that could just be here on a work visa too, or a student. But the point is to help Des Moines be an easier place that they can arrive at, find their way around, connect with the resources they need to, so that they can,
join
our community. Yeah. Yeah. And along with that, there's a lot of actual, there's 120 different countries represented in the Des Moines Metro that have people that came here from around the world.
Stunning.
And absolutely. And there's a large enough populations. So the immigrant population is growing by about 25%. Which is outpacing the growth of the city at about 12%. So more and more as we grow, that there's going to be more diverse community. And so there's a lot of pockets of these immigrant groups that are ethnic community-based organizations. So they also need to have some help in being able to serve their own communities better. And so there's also a capacity building portion of what we'll talk about is, how do we enable people to support themselves and their own groups at a higher rate? And also, where is the place that they can easily send people to get connected? And so there's seven organizations presenting. And out of that, We hope to have a physical space that will welcome people to Des Moines, as well as different programming to help meet the needs. And one of our particular vision sees that space at Southridge. We also have a lot of programming we're working on. So it's possible that you could end up with programming at somebody else's location, depending on what mm-hmm. comes out of it. But I hope that we start to see some new placemaking, some new purpose to other places around Des Moines. There's an awful lot of attention to the downtown, which is
which is very nice.
And it's what's created Des Moines becoming this sort of destination sure. in many ways. But as with all things, it needs to start to ripple out so that you just don't like overtax one part of town with housing. And we're already kind of seeing that. So we hope that if it does land there, that it will end up giving kind of a new flavor, a new
to Southridge
and to that corner of the South Side. So I'm just saying this publicly because I'm hoping that everyone out there will cross their fingers and of course keep your eye out for this project as it comes to fruition, because wherever it is, it's very cool. So anyway, October 3rd, we mentioned 90 ideas in 90 minutes. Have you been to that before?
No.
So they have it every year. Right. I'm really curious about
it. Because
I've
got 90 ideas in 90 seconds.
And yeah. I mean, me too. That's the problem.
That's the problem, yeah. Slow down, Michael. Slow down.
That's right. October 9th, we have Iowa Women Lead Change Conference, right. which is every year. That's also October 22nd, the Iowa Festivals and Events Conference. And I have never attended that. And I think that Des Moines is actually becoming quite an event and festival area. I don't know if that's just for people around here or that's like people from all over. But I'll find out more info on that, because I think
for next week. Yeah, I'm speaking on the 26th.
Is that a Thursday? Just like glazed right over you. On the 26th of September?
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
what day is that?
That is Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, got all kinds of things. So
Johnston.
Where are we?
Johnston.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about 5 and 24, five things any company can do or business can do in 24
hours or
less. Is that
the Johnston
Chamber?
Okay, so five things that every business can do in...
Under 24 hours.
Under 24 hours.
To remanufacture their brand and sell more stuff.
By the next day.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a pretty bold statement.
It's true, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Go. I really want...
5 and 24. Five things any business can do in 24 hours or less to remanufacture your brand and sell more stuff.
So you heard it here, and Michael's not going to let us know what any of those things are. You have
to know, if you read my blogs, you would already know these things, see?
Okay.
It really is stunning.
So you'll put it on your... It'll be... If you're not part of the Johnston...
Chamber,
and you're not going to be able to go directly?
I might be later. I might put it out there. You know, the thing is that... This is one of my presentations that I do, and I do numbers of public presentations, and this is one of them. This is one that I've done in Texas and in New York and California and Canada and all over the United States, you know, and because it really is impactful, all of the things that we can do. Now, you can choose to do one of these things or two of these things mm-hmm. or four of these things, but if you do them, I guarantee it that you will remanufacture who you are and be able to sell more of your product or service.
That's amazing. And nobody's asking you to stop doing it. So apparently people are getting some value out of it.
You know, it changes. It changes. I've been doing this presentation for probably 8 years.
But you update it.
Because as a matter of fact, we added a sixth thing.
Oh,
which
a bonus item.
Yeah, so people there will hear about that.
All right.
Bonus item. On Thursday.
All right. So how do they sign up? Can anyone go?
I don't know. Johnston Chamber of Commerce.
It's of course under the Great Des Moines Partnership umbrella. It's a lunch and learn. And if you check that out right away, you might be able to get in on it. Okay.
All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she comes in each and every Monday talking about stuff to do in the metro for business. And we thank you for doing that. Thank you. All right. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.